With No Coast Network Sports, I'm Joe Lancello. Cole Henry made it official today. The Oskaloosa High senior signed his national letter of intent to play college basketball at Northern Iowa next year. The 6'10" Henry averaged 15 points and 7 rebounds a game last season as the Indians reached the Class 3A state championship game. Cole talked about his decision to sign with Northern Iowa.
Growing up, it's just kind of living in Iowa and it being not too far away. Having my family be able to come see me really meant a lot to me. And, of course, when I visited there, I committed the day I visited because it just felt so amazing. The atmosphere there, the campus was beautiful as well, and all the coaches just made it feel really special. It's crazy to think about how well I fit there, and I just can't wait to make it happen next year.
Cole's mother, Maggie Henry, was emotional when talking about her son's decision.
From the second he could walk, we were at a gym when he was a week old, and he's just always loved playing basketball. So it's a good day when you can watch your child's dream come true.
The Henrys thanked family members as well as Hank Huddleston, the head coach of the Martin Brothers AAU team where Cole has played the last three summers. Cole Henry's first order of business is his senior year of Oskaloosa High basketball. The Indians boys open November 27th against Fairfield. You can hear Oskaloosa High boys and girls basketball all season long on KMZN and the No Coast Network. William Penn University's basketball teams open their Heart of America Conference seasons tonight. The Statesmen men and women play at Culver Stockton. We asked Statesmen men's coach John Henry if his team is ready to start the conference season.
I'm a little uneasy, I'm going to be honest with you. But we're going to play 24 conference games, which is a gauntlet and a crazy grind. If we can improve and continue to get better and take baby steps, we could be okay. But right now, you know, we got a long ways to go.
Both Statesmen basketball teams are undefeated going into conference play. The men are 4-0, the women 3-0. The William Penn Wrestlers won their first dual meet of the season last night, 35-10 at Waldorf. The Statesmen got four victories by forfeit and also got a pin from Tyshawn Cannon at 149 pounds and decision wins from Austin Gowen at 174 and Dylan Comstock at 184. The Statesmen Wrestlers' next meet is Saturday at the Augsburg Invitational in Minneapolis. The Little Hawkeye Conference has released its all-conference volleyball team. Oskaloosa freshman Faith Durante is on the all-conference first team, along with Pella seniors Emily Holterhaus and Natalie Clayberg, and Pella Christian senior Emma Heisman. Second team honors went to Oskaloosa junior Taylor Wills, Pella seniors Kennedy Klein and Jenna Schutte, and Pella Christian senior Mary-Kate Bansra. Oskaloosa's Jolie Yang and Emma Kelderman received honorable mention. Pella Christian's Mary-Kate Panzer was also named to the Iowa Girls Coaches Association Academic All-State Volleyball Team. And Emily Holderhaus of Pella will play in the Iowa Girls Coaches Association Senior Volleyball Classic this Friday and Saturday in Carroll. Pella's Katie Brand will be one of the coaches in that game. With No Coast Network Sports, I'm Joe Lancello.